Northex Endocrinology, this is Gina.
Hi, my name's Judy Wigfall. I've got an appointment. I haven't got my diary with me. It's sometime in early January, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Which doctor are you with?
Oh, I'm sorry, I absolutely have no idea.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just wondering if you have anything sooner than that.
Okay, I'll have to have a look for you. What was your date of birth?
21-4-58.
21-4-58. And was it your first visit?
There, yes.
Yep, okay. Let me just check which doctor it may be with, so do you mind holding a moment?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you for waiting. I'm sorry to keep you. I've just been having a look for you, and unfortunately we don't have anything at this stage. What I can do is put you on the wait list, and if anybody cancels, we can give you a call.
That would be awesome.
Okay, and are you able to come at short notice so I can make
yes.
a note?
Okay. Yes, I can.
All right, so you're at Burth and Gary East. Okay, no worries. So I'll pop a note in there as well, because obviously if we know that a patient can come at short notice, that sometimes makes it easier. So I'll pop a note in there.
There may be the odd day where I can't come early. At short notice, yeah, but I'll absolutely do my best.
Yeah, that's okay. If you can't come, we can still keep you on the wait list anyway, so
okay.
We can just keep trying.
Sure. Can you just please tell me the date that I have booked in for and the time and who I'm seeing at the present?
Yeah, so your appointment's booked for Thursday the 8th of January at
12:25.
And
mm-hmm.
I can send you a text message with that information along with the address and the doctor's name.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
All right. I'll do that now
okay.
for you.
Okay. And look, I'll shoot off and have a bone density done.
Yeah.
So that I've got that all. I've got the referral already for that, so the request for that. So I'll sort that out tomorrow.
Okay. Fantastic. All right.
Beautiful.
No worries. Hopefully we can get in touch
yeah.
with you.
Yeah, it's just that I've been off Prolia because I fractured my femur.
Oh, dear.
And I'm just concerned. So I fractured it in July and I was due for my next Prolia in August, and the ortho said, definitely don't have it. And I'm just a little bit concerned, you know, with it being 5 months post-surgery now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I won't rabbit on about that.
That's okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Cheers. Bye. Bye-bye.